So I had the task of gathering stallholders and advertising the event to the community. We actually got support from Sligo Bid. They were really great because we were bringing people and footfall into the town. And we had this amazing Sunday in the courtyard. I don't know if you've been in there, in the 8th building. And it was everything was perfect. The weather was great. We had a DJ. There was coffee, treats, pizza. And it was busy all day long. So the stallholders and the customers had a wonderful time. And they kept asking us when was the next one. But the 8th building, as you know, very busy over the summer, Yates and everything that goes along with that. So I had to think about where could we go if we could set up a regular indoor market in town. And then that brought me to the Canopy.
Of course, yeah. And they were obviously very happy to host you then, were they?
Yeah, they've been incredible. I approached the manager because I knew them as well through doing business in the town over the years. And the owners of the Canopy, they were really delighted because they were thinking about doing this themselves, but they were stuck because they didn't have all the stallholders' details. So essentially what I've been doing was a bit of matchmaking and coordinating communications to make the Sligo indoor market come to life. And we mapped out some space in the centre. So as you come in from Tesco car park, beside Boots and Elvery's, right down the centre, we're going to have stallholders there. And then as you go further into the Canopy, from the health bar, which is actually open for food on Sunday, right in the middle of the centre, it's covered and protected from the weather. We have more stalls, so it's spread out amongst the Canopy.
Great, yeah, and obviously there is a wide amount of people looking to set up a stall. How are you going to host and accommodate everyone that's willing to put up a stand?
I have a very detailed spreadsheet going on here right now. Now, we have 24 stalls and we had 90 applications. Some people can't come every Sunday, so we are managing, I think, to accommodate maybe 36 people all in, you know, as people kind of drop in and out. But we are actually, again, talking to Sligo Bid, who've been incredibly supportive. And so we could be negotiating some more space. So stay tuned as we get closer to Christmas.